בסייעתא דשמיא, אדוני שפתי תפתח, ופי יגיד תהילתך. As we've discussed, one who lives with sincere emuna and reliance on Hashem will be happy, calm, serene, because they're not anxious about the curveballs that life throws at them, because I know that Hashem is in control of every single, most tiny detail in my life, and Hashem is bigger and stronger than any curveball. So besides fulfilling our reason for being alive, as many Torah commentaries discuss, the main way to earn our Olam Haba, our reward in the next world, practicing and growing in our Emunah and Bitachon, there are many Torah sources that highlight that when one lives with Emunah and Bitachon, that will lead to happiness. When one is anxious, unhappy, much of the time, that could be due to the fact that I'm not sincerely relying on Hashem, that He is taking care of me. Because if I know I have His insurance through any and every situation, it would certainly make me feel a lot calmer through all of life's tests. Being unhappy when we're able to be happy is a sin, to the point that the Torah actually mentions numerous curses that could befall the Jewish people. And the Torah says that the reason these curses could befall the Jewish people is because we did not serve Hashem with happiness. We may have performed all of the mitzvahs in the most perfect way. We may have learned Torah. We may have davened and even succeeded and excelled in our personal relationship with Hashem through personal prayer. But if we serve Hashem without enthusiasm, happiness, and joy, the Torah warns that numerous very serious and severe curses could befall us just because of our lack of simcha, of joy, of happiness. Why is it so important to serve Hashem with simcha? Maybe today we just don't feel the happiness, but at least we're performing everything in the way that Hashem said. It is absolutely vital to perform the mitzvahs in exactly the way that Hashem prescribed. Because if that's what He said, it must be that is the best way to connect. However, we need to remind ourselves that the Torah specifically highlights curses that could befall us even if we do everything right on paper. But if we're missing the ingredient of joy and happiness in our service to Hashem, we are missing one of the main components of serving Hashem. And that is because our purpose in this world, as mentioned many times by many Torah commentaries, is ultimately to express our belief, our emunah in Hashem. And by being calm and relaxed, that is a result of our true reliance on Hashem. Because if we know that He is in absolute control, we will be the happiest people in the world.